Sorry. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth and gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long should I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus. "Everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." End of reading. You may be seated. And quite an account we have there. We remember Jesus on top of the mountain, transfigured. On top of the mountain, the voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." On the mountain, the voice from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." And in the crowd, amongst an unbelieving generation, we hear, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Jesus picks up on that. He doesn't hear a cry for help. He doesn't hear someone asking for mercy. Jesus picks up on that first part. If you can, Jesus repeats to the boy's father, "If you can." Jesus hears the boy's father, "If you can." And Jesus turns it right back on that boy's father, "If you can." Everything is possible for one who believes. And this boy's father, he's seen this deaf and mute spirit grip his boy in silence. He's seen this shake his boy. He's seen this try to kill his boy, destroying his life. That's the work of Satan, to steal, kill, and destroy. And imagine, we can all imagine a parent suffering this way, being helpless, seeing their child, being scared for their kid. And the devil, he's got a stronghold. No one can help. The disciples couldn't help. And the father, he's trying, right? If you can. Jesus' ability is questioned. Is that Jesus' authority is questioned? Jesus' willingness to help is questioned. Jesus turns, if you can, back to if you can. Everything is possible for one who believes. Jesus in his mission that was ultimately fulfilled on that cross, and in his glorious resurrection, Jesus casting out demons. We remember in this passage, Jesus calls them an unbelieving generation. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Perhaps he wasn't so amazed they knew and experienced demons. Perhaps we struggle with that today. But the real unbelief came not in the power of the demons, but in the power of Jesus. Could Jesus? So if you're coming to Jesus today, if you lack faith, if you're wondering if coming to church will do anything for you, to this skepticism, Jesus says, everything is possible for one who believes. If you find yourself believing today, if you sit there, you hear the gospel, you hear these kids singing praises to the Lord, and you find yourself believing, let's take up the prayer of the boy's father. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. For today, today is the day of salvation. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven, on the earth, under the earth, given to mankind by which we must be saved. Stavanger Church, everything is possible for one who believes. You find yourself believing today? Lord, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Giovanni. Now please rise as you are able as we sing our closing chorus, Go Now in Peace. The benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.